Dan, that was a unique football game on Sunday. All those possessions inside enemy territory. How are you feeling about it after the win?
Yeah, feel good. I mean, it feels good to win, you know, and it always feels good to win in a different way. You know, that means your team's pretty healthy and that we're running on all cylinders. And so, you know, special teams has been a big part of what we do here. They always have. But, you know, man, when you talk about maximizing what you can get out of that unit, they really did it that day. So that was, you know, it's a credit to Dave Phipp and those guys on that crew, man, put in the hard work because that's a lot of dirty work. And then Khalif coming to life. Dorsey had a hell of a return anyway. It was a good win.
Was there any surprise when they kept kicking to Leaf? Like at some point, I would think that they just kicked the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, I think the hard thing with that is if that's not what you do and you say, hey, just kick it out of bounds, you'll start shanking them. That's where you got to be careful, I think. And so what you noticed is late they started trying to kick. They tried to kick him sideline-ish corners, and they couldn't quite get it there. And so I think they were trying to keep it away, but they just I don't think they could quite get it there. But that is what happens. You got to be careful saying, hey, just kick it out of bounds, because then you'll end up with a 20-yard net, which maybe it is just as good after what Khalif was doing.
Yeah. So I got to be honest and ask this question, because you've always been a straight shooter with us. I think everybody sees you as a guy that's cuts through all the BS and just shoots us straight. Yesterday in the press conference, you were asked about an imminent trade, and you start jumping around. Was that genuine excitement, or were you just trolling all of us?
Yeah, well, no. Dave asked me a question. I answered it, and then he wouldn't take that answer, so I just jumped up and down with the same answer. That's literally all that was.
So we shouldn't read into the jumping up and down. We've been spending hours trying to decode. What does it mean?
Tell Dave to do better.
Yeah, you guys are wasting energy.
All right.
That's not the answer I wanted.
That's fair enough. The belief that you guys will trade for someone in the next week here before the deadline, what would you say to that?
Yeah, honestly, we're still looking into it. I mean, it's not like this is stopped. I mean, you know, don't forget, some of these really good players or players that you think can help, if they're good, most teams won't let them go. You know, and so we're working through all that. Brad's doing a great job, and this continues. And look, maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, it. I feel like it changes every day, and so we'll just take it as it comes. And like I say, this is the squad, and this is the squad we're going to get ready to play every week.
So there's a lot of good that we could talk about on Sunday. There's also, you know, some areas where maybe some concern. Any concern on your end with the four sacks and the pressure that Jared Goff took, especially early in the game?
Yeah, we got to be better than that. That's, you know, we are better than that. We need to be better. I mean, to have the amount of plays that we did or lack thereof, you know, for him to take those, we know we have to clean that stuff up, and we will. It's interesting. You see those, and you take it for what it is, and it's the fact he's on the ground. But then when you really digest it, look at it, focus on it, you're like, oh man, we're so close to cleaning that up. That's one little thing away. That's 1 foot here. There's just little small things between fundamentals and then guys working together that make a huge difference, you know. And it literally is not one guy. It's everybody, you know, on that unit doing their job. So I'm not concerned about it, no.
Talking to Lions head coach Dan Campbell, unique spot to where you can pull starters two of the last three games. Just as you're coaching that game, I can't imagine it's in your nature to pull back, but what goes through your head when you make that decision, hey, we're going to get some key starters out of the game?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's rare. That's a rare thing. I mean, it's rare. And so, you know, you're sitting there, and I think the hard thing was, as well as we did offensively, for example, in red zone, you know, we were on it, and we were productive in that manner. You know, we felt like we never got in a true rhythm out in the field, you know, where we got a conversion and continued on. Because even the one we got backed up, you know, Gibbs, first play out of the gate, he just took off. And that's awesome. We'll take those all day long. It was well blocked, and you know, and then Gibbs takes off and scores 70 yards. But it's, you know, you just never felt like you even really used much of your game plan. I mean, we didn't use much of the third down, the first and second out in the field, all that. And so, so what's hard is you want to feel like, all right, let's see if we can kind of get a little rhythm going here, but you're up the way we were. And then it's, you know, all right, do you feel good about this team not making a comeback or something freakish happening and all that? You say, you know, yeah, I think I do. Then that's when you start pulling guys. But so it just felt like the right thing to do for that game, that situation. And it's a chance for some of these other guys to get reps. I mean, that's what I said offensively. I wish we'd have gotten more than six reps. I mean, that's all we got, two series and three and outs. There's a chance to get Hooker on the field and some of our other young guys and backups.
So on the edge, going back to the defense, with obviously Marcus Davenport, Hutch, Kaminsky, and now obviously Pascal missed last week. The guys that stepped in, Houston and Isaiah Thomas, Ikwu, what have you seen from those guys that make you believe if you don't add to the edge that they can get the job done?
Yeah, well, look, I thought Houston was better this game. I thought he was better. I thought Muhammad, I thought, did exactly what we thought he would do and what we wanted him to do. Man, bring your lunch pail and go to work and just – be disruptive, play violent, play physical, finish on the plays, and I thought he did that. And so that was good. You know, and he's experienced. I mean, he's played in this league, and so he's got some awareness about him at that position. And then look, Isaiah did a few things too. He's young, you know, he's young and he's a little bit raw. He hadn't played a lot, and so this is a chance to get him in there and get him some work too. But there's going to be growing pains when you're a guy who hadn't played in this league very much. So, but I was, you know, look, I was encouraged by all of them. And I did think they all got a little bit better or did things we thought they would do or hoped that they would do. So, you know, look, that's always going to give me hope. On top of the fact that we still have the guys we do in the back end, you know, the way Branch is playing and Kirby and, you know, CD, I thought T.A. did some good things. You know, Meek was big in that game. And then, you know, certainly our linebackers. So, you know, we play as a team. We play as a whole defense. We play with all three phases, and that's why, because you use it at your disposal when you need it on Sundays.
We learned that David Montgomery playing high school quarterback wasn't just him bragging. That was a hell of a spiral on the touchdown throw. Ben Johnson says the well is deep. What's behind this? It feels like an increase in the number of trick plays that you guys have been running this season.
We got more guys. I mean, all these guys come up. They claim they can throw, they can catch, they can do this. And so we got to see if they can. They can. And then we got to find more plays. So that's why the well's deep. You better have them. I mean, these guys keep coming up to us with stuff. David, he's been able to throw, and he's done a good job in practice. That was the best throw I've seen. I mean, that was better than any practice rep we had. And I thought practice was pretty good, so that was a heck of a throw.
Who's on you the most?
No, look, we're always looking. Ben's always looking for ideas. And anytime we've got something we think it makes sense, we'll start cooking it. And if we like it, we'll use it at some point. And if we don't, we don't. We don't do it anymore.
Which player is on you the most for doing something outside what their position skill set would normally say?
Man, that's hard to say which one is the most. They're pretty equal in that manner, I would say. You know, they're all quarterbacks. They're all runners.
They can all catch. Yep.
They can all catch. I mean, so it's pretty equal in that regard.
Dan, what's your message to the team and the guys as you guys gear up for the Green Bay game this week?
Shoes. That's the message. The right shoes. We're going to Lambeau. It's grass. It's a nationally televised game. 325 Central for the division. second divisional game. It just doesn't get any better than this. So what else do I need to say?
I feel like you cut the promo for the TV networks already. That's great. Yeah. All right, Dan, we appreciate some of your time. We'll talk next week.
Okay, sounds good.
It's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. It's 97.1.